cartoon characters, movie villains, superheroes and angels. Hundreds of exotically dressed runners took part in the 5K race through the Congressional Cemetery in Washington, D.C. The race, appropriately for Halloween, is called the Dead Man's Run. The many tombstones, ominous music and approaching nightfall served as a backdrop for this event. It's become a tradition in Washington for runners to combine celebrating Halloween and keeping fit.
I think it's awesome. Yeah, I mean, cemeteries are, you know, they can give this spooky aura to them, but they're also like essentially like a park. I mean, in the Victorian era, people would actually like go out and picnic in graveyards.
It's my local cemetery. I support it every chance I can, and I've been dying to get into this race.
Entry fees for the race help to maintain the historic graveyard.
It's actually a good annual fundraiser for us. We've done it about 7 years in a row now. Main goal is to bring new people into the cemetery that have never been here before. So it kind of livens up a cemetery, if you will. And of course, to raise money. It raises about $10,000 for us every year.
Runners of all ages came from around the city to race through the cemetery.
We are doing our senior prom, our eternal senior prom, because we never went to our senior prom, so we thought we'd dress for the occasion and stroll the area.
Oh, I like doing it. It's fun. It's a nice evening race because I'm not a morning person, so it's very conveniently timed. And it's a fun race. It's a good theme, and it's a fast course, and it's fun to see all the costumes.
And we're not trying to win. We're just trying to finish. That's our goal.
I walk my dogs here just about every morning, and so we're part of the cemetery community, and it's a great community, and these races are a great way to get people to turn out and support what's going on at the cemetery.
Prizes were awarded in four categories: men's, women's, kids, and best costume. Maxim Moskalko for VOA News, Washington.